In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want you to know how much we need the gift of the Holy Spirit. How much we need that baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, John said, "I baptize with water, but one who comes after me will baptize with the Holy Spirit and power." We need the Holy Spirit to witness to people, to do miracles. Oh, yes. We are called to do miracles, you and I. How does that happen? Laying hands upon the sick. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. How? We need to know that even you and me are called to do miracles in the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that? Somebody from our church prayed with somebody with cancer, and the cancer was healed. Oh yes, she wasn't a priest, but she was of God, and she had faith. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. I'm looking at Acts 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say." They hear them speaking in tongues. They hear them speaking in another language. "Indeed, these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. The bar rooms aren't open." No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. Oh, how we need to hear Joel's prophetic word, because it's never been accomplished totally. Oh, it happened at Pentecost. Oh, it happened to Catholics in 1967. We experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel in the last days. We are in the last days. When did they start? At the cross. It will be God who declares that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Come, wonderful God, pour out your Spirit upon us who listen today. Pour out the Holy Spirit upon us today. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Oh yes, dream dreams for the old people, see visions for the young. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. The church is desperate in need of the Holy Spirit. Father Tom is desperate in need of the Holy Spirit. You say, well, we have the Holy Spirit. Are you doing the works of God? Jesus said, these works you will do that I do, and even greater still. Are you doing those greater still works? Are you doing the same works of Jesus? He promised that we would, and he's not a liar. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and water, blood and fire, and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon to blood be red, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Oh God, send Jesus back. We need Jesus. Oh, before you send Jesus back, let there be revival in the power of the Holy Spirit, that people get completely changed by the presence of the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit today. How I need the Holy Spirit today. You don't call him the Holy Spirit, you call him the Holy Ghost. That's fine. I don't care what you call him. But we need that outpouring of the Spirit of God, that baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need it. We need the gifts of the Spirit that come along with the baptism of the Spirit. I tell you, we are in absolute need of the Holy Spirit. And how does Jesus tell us about being given the Holy Spirit? If you children, sons among you, ask your daughters, sons ask you for a loaf of bread, you wouldn't hand them a stone. Or if they asked you for a piece of meat, you wouldn't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? More. I need him. I need him. I want him. I need him. Oh, have I received the Holy Spirit? Yes, but there's more in store. I need more of the Holy Spirit so that I would do the works of God. I need more of the Holy Spirit. Then everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you calling on the name of Jesus? Salvation comes through Jesus Christ. There is no other salvation but through Jesus Christ, through his death upon the cross, through his burial, and through his resurrection. Are you calling upon the name of Jesus for salvation? No one else can save but Jesus Christ. He is the Savior that God sent into the world. He is true God and true man. You that are Israelites, listen to what I am about to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power. I tell you, the power that rested in Jesus. But you know what? He only did what he saw the Father doing. That's what he said. He only lived by revelation. Whatever the Father said or whatever the Father did, Jesus would say and Jesus would do. Jesus, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. Well, the church should be doing the same thing, because we are the extension of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the head, and we are the body. The church should be doing the same thing, all churches, the same thing as Jesus did, and greater still. Father Tom is talking about greater still. You know, I just want to do the things Jesus did. I'm on the radio. That means that people can hear me as far as Arizona. When Jesus walked the earth, the only ones that heard him were the people he talked to. Is radio one of the greater things? It could be. But I don't say it about myself. It's about the promise of Jesus. It's about the promise of Jesus. This man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. It was God's will that Jesus would be crucified so that we, you and I, would go to heaven. It was God's will. If you want to see sin, look at sin on the cross. Jesus became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. You crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law, the Romans, but God raised him up, having freed him from death. Yes, God raised up the Messiah, having freed him from death. Do you know that Jesus is not in the tomb? Jesus has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. If you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you speak with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Oh yes, how we need to know Jesus, how we need to experience Jesus, how we need to experience the Holy Spirit, because it was impossible for him to be held in the power of death. Why? Because he's life. He's the Lord of life. Death could not hold him. After 3 days, he rose from the dead. He is the Lord of life. He is life itself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right side, and so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades. You will not abandon Jesus, the Messiah, to Hades. Nor let your Holy One experience corruption. He would die, but he wouldn't experience corruption. We see that Jesus rose on the third day. In Israel, the fourth day is when corruption comes. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make full of gladness and your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. In other words, he's pointing to the tomb of David. David wasn't talking about himself. David was talking about the Messiah, who would not see corruption, who would not experience corruption. David was a prophet. He knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up. Oh, do you believe it? Do you believe it? God raised up Jesus from the dead. And he has a resurrection body. And of that, all of us are witnesses. They experience the power of the resurrection, the person of the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out on us that both see and hear. What you see and hear is the promise of the Holy Spirit. They heard people prophesying. They heard people speaking in tongues. And this is promised by Jesus, by God the Father through David. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand. Oh yes, the Father said to the Son, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. How we need to allow God to make our enemies our footstool. We do not want to curse our enemies. We just want them under our feet. We do not need enemies. We have God Almighty to fight for us. We have the Holy Spirit to fight for us. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him, Jesus, both Lord and Messiah. Do you know that today? That God the Father has made Jesus both Lord and Messiah. Most people don't know that. Most people do not know that. That made him Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. The Holy Spirit was working on them. And they said to Peter and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? They knew they had to do something. Peter said to them, repent, turn away from your sins, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven. When were my sins forgiven? At baptism. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My sins were forgiven at baptism. I received eternal life at baptism. But when I was 21, 22 years old, I experienced that eternal life. I experienced the Holy Spirit. I experienced the Lord. He came to me in an awesome and wonderful way. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise of the Holy Spirit is to you, the people Peter is talking to. For your children, their children, and for all who are far away. That's us. the promise of the Holy Spirit unto all that are far away, us, everyone whom the Lord God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Oh, that's why we need the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that you are in the world, but you should not be of the world. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 men were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread, that's the Eucharist, and to the prayers. Are we devoting ourselves to the teaching of the apostles in the Gospels and in the Bible? To the fellowship, that we have fellowship one with another because we believe in Jesus Christ. To the breaking of the bread, the Eucharist, and to the prayers. I tell you, we need to be so sold out to God that our lives show to people that there is someone else beside us whom they see, that they see me, but that they experience God in the power of the Spirit. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. Many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. And all believed they were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as many as had need. In other words, they shared their money, their houses with each other. That anyone who had need, they gave what was their need. Need, whether it was money or whether it was food, they gave what they need. That's what the church should be today. The church used to be the place where hospitals were run by the church, and they didn't get money from the government. And guess what happened? We get money from the government, and no more does the church run the hospitals. No more. Very sad, very sad. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home, Eucharist, and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God, having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Oh God, add to my number those that are being saved as they hear the gospel, that they are sinners and God has mercy on them all. God wants to show mercy to them. Oh yes, God's mercy is deeper than the ocean. God's mercy is deeper than the ocean. Chapter 3 of the Acts of the Apostles. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. They're Jewish. They're going to pray at 3:00. 3:00 in the afternoon. And a man came lame from birth, was being carried in, and people would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate. This was his post. This crippled man was at the Beautiful Gate every day so that he could ask for alms, money, from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. He asked them for money. Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive alms from them. And Peter said, I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk. I tell you, it's greater than gold and silver, the power of the Holy Spirit. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. This is a miracle that happened. Everyone knew this man. They had given him alms at the beautiful gate. But now, no longer is he on the dole. Now he's going to jump and praise God. This is wonderful. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for alms at the beautiful gate. Oh, yes. He used to sit. No more is he going to ask for alms. He's going to go to work. Why? Because now he's been healed by the power of God. The apostles get in trouble with this, because people are going to say, where do they get this power from? And the apostles know the power doesn't come from them. The apostles know that the power comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, who has been raised from the dead. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's Portico, utterly astonished. They're astonished. This man was always by the beautiful gate begging. Now he's jumping and leaping and praising God. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as if by our own power or piety we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus the Lord, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release Jesus, but you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer, Barabbas, given to you, and you killed the author of life." He's the author of life, but he cannot be held by death. Why? Because he's the author of life. "The author of life, whom God raised from the dead, to this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name, his name itself has made this man strong." It's in the name of Jesus that this man is strong. "Whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus that has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know you acted in ignorance, as you did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he foretold through all the prophets, that the Messiah would suffer." Isaiah 52 and 53. "Like a sheep led to the slaughterhouse, he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb before his shearers, he was quiet. Upon him is the chastisement that makes us whole, and by his stripes we were healed. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away, so that the times of refreshment may come in the presence of God." I pray for times of refreshment during this Easter season, that the presence of God would give us times of refreshment, and that he would send the Messiah appointed for you, that is Jesus, who must remain in heaven until the time of the universal restoration that God announced long ago through the holy prophets. Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you from your own people a prophet like me. You must listen to whatever he tells you, and it will be that everyone who does not listen to the prophet will be utterly rooted out from the people. And all the prophets, as many as have spoken from Samuel and those after him, also predicted these days. You are descendants of the prophets and of the covenant that God gave to your ancestors, saying to Abraham,
and your descendants, all the families of the earth, shall be blessed. When God raised up his servant, Jesus, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. Oh, yes. Have you turned from your wicked ways? Have you repented of your sins? Have you given your life to Jesus? Oh, he loves you so much. He loves you so much. How much does he love you? He loves you so much that he went to the cross out of love for you. He went to the cross because he loved you, so that you would be put in a right standing with God and you would go to heaven because your sins had been forgiven. Go to confession. 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 The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I tell you, Jesus is not in the tomb, and he wants to pour out his Holy Spirit upon you and me. Jesus, pour out your Spirit upon us. We need your Holy Spirit. Give us the unction of the Spirit of God. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.